Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one can do these things that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I have said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You are blessed and are a blessing to others. I remember hearing these words from a classmate while on a week-long service trip in college. You are blessed and are a blessing to others. That's what he said to everyone in the group. This is both an affirmation and a commissioning of sorts. It's also a reminder that we don't just consume God's blessings, but we extend God's blessings to others in our life, through our gifts, with the love that we've received. We all contribute to God's divine economy of God's love and blessing. To use a Seinfeld reference, we are importers and exporters of God's blessing, so to speak. In a Christian cultural vocabulary that is both Western and perhaps particularly American, we may focus more on being blessed. as opposed to extending that blessing to others. Now, we certainly have this concept of missionary efforts, but that seems to be confined to those of a particular calling that embark to lands far away from here. All of us should see ourselves as missionaries of God's grace, because you are blessed and are a blessing to others. Abram, in our first lesson, is called by God to serve as a kind of a mirror. He reflects blessings and curses on the land that he will go to. What do you see when you look in the mirror? In our world, there tends to be two binary options in giving this context here. You probably say, well, the world will say you're either going to see a blessing or a curse as you look in the mirror. But in a Lutheran Christian understanding, when we look in the mirror, we should see both blessing and curse. We should see both saint and sinner. When you look in the mirror each day, you should see someone standing before you who is capable of doing great harm in the world. And when you look in the mirror, you should also see someone standing before you who is capable of doing great things in the world, all before you've had your morning coffee, by the way. Contemplate that. Abram's task is to reflect the light, to reflect God's blessing onto others. And this too can serve as a way for us to understand evangelism. Do we allow ourselves to be a blessing? Do we see ourselves as ones who reflect God's light into the world? Or are we too obsessed with people knowing all the right information? Are we too consumed with being judge and jury? Or does our witness wind up discouraging as opposed to encouraging others? We're all on a journey. We are all on a journey. And in our journey of faith, it contains many twists and turns. And particularly in our first lesson and our psalm for today, it speaks of journeys that tie into our life of faith and the Lenten journey in particular. While each day you may embark on familiar territory, you also don't know what each day is going to bring, do you? Our commissioning from God is to go, to know that each and every day you are blessed and are a blessing to others, to see that as an invitation and calling to be missionaries of God's grace in your daily lives. It does not require you to travel to a foreign land, but within our own daily pilgrimages here. One of the reasons we're singing songs today that are connected to our baptism is because it serves as a reminder of the promise and call that we have as God's holy people through the sacrament of holy baptism. That we do not contain God's promise and blessing to ourselves, but want to share and reflect that light and that love of God to others in the world. Which brings us to our gospel lesson from John chapter 3. For Lutherans and some other Christians, we do connect this concept about being born from above or being born again with our baptism. But we also know that there are Christians in our society that understand being born again and what that means to be very different in those Christian circles in our culture. In our own understanding of baptism, we don't confine God's blessing to a day and time of our own choosing. It is a gift that comes to us from God. When we are born from above or born again through those waters of baptism, it's an event that extends throughout the course of our lives, throughout our journey of faith, and is complete when we die, assured that we will rest in God's eternal embrace. It also affirms the idea of daily pilgrimage, a daily journey. For each day, we are dying and rising with Christ. Again, our Lutheran question to others in the world is not, Are you saved? Or are you born again? The question that concerns us with the needs of our neighbor is, are you well? And their answer to that question gives us the ability to bless them with what they need for their journey at that point in time. It also removes us from the judgment seat. It puts us in our proper place of simply being a people who are blessed, being a people who God has called us to bless others, knowing that we are not called to be judge or jury. If we look in the mirror and see both saint and sinner, perhaps when we contemplate what it means to die and rise with Christ in our daily journey, in our daily pilgrimage, perhaps ponder these questions as well. Who must bear with me today? Who has borne me in the past? Again, all before your morning cup of coffee, right? We cannot give birth to ourselves. It's one of the problems with that born-again understanding in popular culture. It's decision theology, grounded in solo efforts. And when focused solely on solo efforts, the metaphor that's being discussed in John chapter 3 falls apart. We don't birth ourselves into this world. We need the need of being born again or born from above would require not efforts of just an individual, but the bearing of both God and community, the church, that reflects God's blessing onto the baptized as they begin their journey of faith, as they are made new in Christ. Notice I didn't single out just the parents or godparents either. The community, the entire community that reflects the blessings of God onto those who have been baptized to raise them up and nurture them in the faith. The scene in John chapter 3 with Nicodemus could also give us some grace as we question and doubt along the way. Some would argue that Jesus is not shaming Nicodemus here when he says, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things?" What if we gave ourselves some grace, some room to not simply understand everything? That even the best of us, even the most devoted in trying to study and apply the Holy Scriptures to our lives today, will always be searching, will always have questions. And perhaps even sometimes the questions are more important than the answers. While we have a response and some understanding to what Jesus is saying to Nicodemus, by no means have we figured it all out. We're still pondering this conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus today. The answers that Jesus provide is an identity and an invitation. Perhaps Nicodemus is a witness to us that within our pilgrimage of faith, that when we are born again and born from above, that the search continues. You are blessed and are a blessing to others. May we go like Abraham and continue to search like Nicodemus. May we allow God to work through us and understand that our vocation as missionaries of God's grace is not to be judge or gatekeeper. For as we hear in John chapter 3, verse 17, that God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Leave the things above our pay grade to God and simply live into what it means to be blessed and to be a blessing, to die and to rise with Christ. And that in our journey of life and faith, that we can cling to the hope and promise that we have from our God, that in life and death, we will not perish. And may the joy of that good news shine forth in your life and extend to others. For we cling to the hope in the words of the psalmist today, "The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and you're coming in from this time on and forevermore. You are blessed and are a blessing to others. Go forth in your search. Go forth in your journey. Go forth in your pilgrimage, knowing this good news that God will keep you always And may that blessing not be contained, but forever shared. Thanks be to God. Amen.